Hello.
Hey, hello everybody. I'm Hot Rod Bob, and that's Anna Octane. And
Hi.
you've got gas. That's right. We're back. The Gas of Great American Odyssey. We've taken a hiatus for a while, and now we're back, and it's Anna and I going to be doing this. We're going to be talking to you about what's hot, what's not, what's going to be, what could be, what should be in the car hobby. And one of the things we're going to talk about, there is a bill pending right now in the state of California to try and not repeal, but to amend the proposal by our great Governor Nuisance to eliminate gas-powered vehicles being sold and not giving you the choice of what kind of a vehicle you can drive. Now, Anna, what do you know about this?
That sucks.
I agree with you on that. Yes, it does. But in the impact of electric vehicles is going to be significant. Not only does it take a different power grid, which is going to cost billions of dollars to try and improve, but it really doesn't reduce pollution like everyone's saying, because it only reduces pollution of a tailpipe. Now we've lost Anna for a moment. We'll bring her back in just a
Where am
second.
I? Hold on.
Where are you? By the way, folks,
It
Anna is really a blonde, and this is what happens. There's no nitrous oxide involved. She is normally like this. Yes, you are. In front.
I just had a bubble.
You did?
Okay. Are we recording still?
We never stopped. We
Are you
are.
there?
I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, that's a question too. That's another story. But we're going to move on
Wait
to
a
this now.
second.
There's a
What?
bill pending right now. Oh, and
Oh,
Anna's
wait, I
gone.
lost again. I'm lost again.
Returned your phone.
Holy cow.
I think we'll start over. What do you think? There you go. Can you
Okay, I'm
just
back.
mount the
Wait, I
phone to?
can't hear you.
Why not?
Oh man. Bob. Bob, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Okay, go to your mic. I don't know what you can do because I'm working here. It's
Oh my God. Hold on, I'm having a technical difficulty.
No, really? I would have never known that. Turn
Wait
your
a
phone
second, what happened?
sideways again.
Here I am. Okay, wait, I'm going sideways. Here
There you go.
I am. Here I
That's back. That's better.
am. Okay, are we still recording?
Yes, we never
That
stopped.
whole 15 minutes is edited out. Okay, what do I think about being forced to drive electric vehicles? I don't
Yes,
like it. I think
I
we should
know.
have a choice.
I agree. Now, as I was saying earlier, the actual reduction in pollution from an electric vehicle is only a tailpipe reduction. It takes about 60,000 miles of driving your electric vehicle to break even with a gas-powered vehicle. So why are we forcing people into it? And why are the manufacturers dropping gas-powered vehicles this soon when the law doesn't go into effect for another 12 years? Any idea?
I think it's because of the what is it, the environmental credits and the tax deductions that the big companies get. So they're trying to get a jump start on it so they don't get dinged with big fines.
Well, that could be too. And we don't know exactly what the rationale is. We do know the Dodge Challenger goes away and the Charger goes away this year. This is the last year of the production for those vehicles. Now, the rumor is the Charger is supposed to come back as a two-door electric vehicle. Chevrolet is saying the same thing about the Camaro. The Camaro goes away in 2024. It'll be the last year of production for that. Now, General Motors made the mistake of canceling the Camaro in 2002, and now they're doing it again. But they're saying possibly it'll come back as an electric vehicle. Mustang Mach-E, that's a travesty in itself, but it is an electric vehicle, and sales are falling short.
What are they gonna do for the sound? Are they gonna have like a sound clip in the car? Because a Mustang and a Charger, they need a throaty exhaust sound, don't you think?
Yeah, well, someone will put a speaker in the wheel well or something, and then go get a video or an audio of the top fuel dragster. I mean, we had, hey, remember back in the 60s, they had an album, a 33 and a third album that had drag race sounds. So
I have that album.
I know. And so you know, it's not that difficult to plug that into your iPad or iPod and plug it onto your
Oh,
dashboard of your
that's
car.
true.
And there you've got your sound. I can just see it right now. You're driving down the street, you've got top fuel sounds coming out of a speaker, and the officer pulls you over for a modified exhaust.
Oh, then it gives you a noise ticket because your stereo is blasting
That's
with your
it. And you know,
25,000 amp subwoofer.
that's it too. Now, there is a law, or was a law, in the state of New Jersey where you couldn't have boisterous singing and sounds coming out of a horseless carriage. And that law
Oh,
stayed into
God.
effect until many, many years, up until I believe the mid-70s, early 80s. And it was used to stop these guys from their boombox type audio systems, like you were talking about, in the car blasting as they went down the street. Now, I don't know if that law ever got repealed. Someone will tell us any minute now, and we'll go from there. But basically, what we're doing now is we're talking car stuff. We're talking about a law that's coming into effect. But what we're also doing is we're reintroducing ourselves as GAS, the Great American Auto Scene. And it's going to be Anna Marco and myself, and she, or Anna Octane, as she goes by, and I'm Hot Rod Bob. So we're going to start doing shows on a weekly basis and explaining what's hot, what's not, and what's going on in the auto hobby. So tune in with us. This is just kind of the refresher and the test to show you how bad we can record things. And to show you how Anna's laugh has not changed over the
You
years.
know what? We should put gas EV at the end of the logo so that we're electronic friendly or something.
Yeah, we're emissions
Or
friendly. Well, I'm not
electronically back.
emissions friendly. I'm not emissions friendly. We've got gas, remember?
We got
So
gas.
we'll go on from there. All right, I'm Hot Rod Bob. This is Anna Octane. Gas, the Great American Auto Scene, is back, and we'll start coming to you every week. Probably drop new shows every Friday. But it's going to be a little bit tough coming up because I leave for Hot August Nights in Reno. I'm going to be doing the announcing for the races there for a week. I go from
You're
there to
so good
Bonneville.
at that. You're
I
such a great
try.
announcer.
I
You
try. Thank
bring
you very
just
much.
joie de vie to the racetrack.
I'm a what Vicky?
Joie de vie is French for full of life to the racetrack.
I've been full of it. Yes, many times they've told me. But that's another story altogether. All right, Anna Octane over to my left. I'm Hot Rod Bob. You've got Gas, the Great American Auto Scene. And we'll be back. Please catch us on all your popular podcast sites. And I'll be sharing this in just a little bit. It's going to go on Facebook first, from Facebook everywhere. All right, Anna, you have a good day. You're going to be barbecuing some Australians, I understand.
Yeah, we've got some drag racers from Australia coming over, and then I'm going to Iski's 102nd birthday party tomorrow. So hopefully
Yes.
we'll bring some of that goodness to the show, and
I'll
I'll
see you
see you
there tomorrow.
tomorrow, and I love you,
Yes.
and hi everybody, glad to be back.
All right. Again, we've got gas. You can too. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, and wherever your popular podcasts are shown. We will be there. All right, Anna, take care. Have some fun with the Aussies there. And then just tell me, since they're doing things a little bit different than we do. Do you have to barbecue their burgers on the other side of the grill? And you disappeared again, Anna.
No, where did I go? You know what? Here I
Know
am.
what?
Okay, wait, I'm going vertical again.
You're going
Boy, are
vertical?
you going to
Cool.
learn how to edit on this show? Hold on. I
I
don't know
don't
if
think
I'm
I'm
going to
going to edit this.
barbecue on.
I think I'm going to leave this just as it is because
Yeah.
it's funny. I mean, you know.
She's back.
In front. There we go.
All right. So yeah, we're barbecuing Aussies on the wrong side of the grill, just like they
Okay.
drive on the wrong side
Wrong
of the
side of the.
street.
Now tell me something. In this, you've been to Australia, correct?
Yeah.
Does their center seats dragsters drive from the right or the left?
You know, they still haven't figured that out. They just want to go fast.
Now you know, I
They don't
understand
care.
that. All right. All right. I'm Hot Rod Bob. I'm part of
I'm
two
Anna Octane.
And Anna Octane, we're part of Two Tired Guys Productions.
Hey, we have a companion show, right? What's the
We
other
do.
show?
Talking about cars.
Right, talking about cars.
And that's on PowerTube
Right.
TV. So check us out there as
Right.
well. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let Anna go on barbecue. I think she's a little toasted right now, but that's okay. We'll talk.
Signing off.
There you go. All right. Take care, Anna. Have a good day.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.